You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, authors, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Linda Olson, story coach and author of the number one international best-selling book, Your Story Matters, Three Breakthrough Secrets to Stories That Transform. When Linda was 14, her two-year-old brother Billy died tragically, the victim of a horrible tractor accident. Linda was the one driving the tractor. It took her years to be able to tell her story. Now she tells it with ease during speeches in crowded rooms of up to 500 people or in seconds in an elevator with a total stranger. As a part of her coaching, Linda gives entrepreneurs the training they need to uncover the most powerful tool, story. Linda, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy to join you.
And happy that you've taken out a moment to be with us. So you say facts tell, but story sells. What do you mean by that? Get into some of those details for your thoughts there.
Well, as we all know, facts are important, but they don't grab the heart. If you want to take people to action, we need to be able to move them. And the best way to do that is through a great story.
What do you think most entrepreneurs are not using their story to sell?
Well, sad to say, after doing some research, I discovered that the number one reason is because they really don't think they have one. And secondly, if they could come up with something, they have no idea how to tell it.
And that is a true fact, no doubt. Now, what are the keys to helping entrepreneurs find good stories?
Well, there's a couple things. I give a basic story framework, and it's simply introduction, conflict, resolution. So one of the absolute key parts of our story has to do with conflict. So every great story has conflict. So we need to take a look at the conflicts that we have overcome and consider what we have learned from it. So key number one is expect to find stories. Set your intention that you will find stories. They're all around us. We face conflict every day. Take a look at which of those conflicts could really become a story. Secondly, focus on finding your stories. And thirdly, as you find stories, record them. It may not be a story that you will use right away, but if you record them, you'll be able to look back and find them at any time.
Great information today. We're joined by Linda A. Olson, an international speaker and a sought-after story expert. She is the founder and CEO of Wealth Through Stories here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Linda, you say anyone can impact or transform lives with a story in 2 minutes or less. How is that done? And if you don't mind, give us an example there.
Yes, I can. Now, of course, this is part of where training comes in. And as we learn to tell our stories, so you introduced me with my story where my little brother was killed at 2 years of age. I was 14, and I was driving the tractor. So let's say, for example, I'm a financial planner. A couple comes in, $100,000 in debt, only 30 years of age. That's besides their mortgage. And they are completely overwhelmed as to how they could ever get on top of this. I listen to their story, and then I ask them for permission to share my story. I said, would it be all right if I shared my story? And in 1 or 2 minutes, I let them know what happened. And then I say, I may not know what it's like to carry the debt and guilt of being over $100,000 in debt. But I do know what it's like to carry overwhelming guilt that I carried through the accident. If you will follow what I have to share and willing to work with me, I know that I can have you out of debt in 2 years or less. Well, who wouldn't want to participate in that as long as they are serious about getting out of debt? So what basically I did was I found the conflict or the problem for the entrepreneur, for the client, and then I looked at what is the main negative emotion that is triggered through this problem. In this case, it was guilt. And then I find a vulnerable story that where I can relate to the conflict of this client. And so basically, it's my negative emotion that that basically ties into their negative emotion. So I grab them emotionally and then show them very quickly how I can help them.
And a great example shared. Thanks for that. Now, what would you say are the three secrets to stories that transform?
Well, you know, the number one secret is that you have to own your story. It was a long journey for me to get to healing with my big story. And may I just say here that it doesn't have to be a big story. There may be much smaller stories, everyday stories that we find that can connect and impact other people. But number one is you have to be willing to own your story. Secondly, we talked a little bit about conflict. We need to identify the conflict and then discover how we overcame that conflict. And thirdly, if we want to truly impact people, we have to be willing to be vulnerable. And there's something that happens when we're vulnerable. It's like it gives permission for others to be vulnerable as well. Those are the three key things. Own your story, identify the conflict, and be willing to be vulnerable.
And that last one is the most difficult, but the most important, and really good information shared here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Well, thank you. Yes, a few things. You know what? If we don't tell our story, there may be thousands, even millions of people that'll be missing out because nobody has a story just like yours, and your story matters. often what I do is I love to give gifts, and if you'd like to join me on my website, which is wealththroughstories.com, and scroll to the bottom of the first page, I have a little gift that says, "What are you really offering? 5 simple steps using story to attract more customers." I would love to share that with you, and just really want to encourage you that if you don't know your story, find your story. It is the greatest gift that you've been given.
And I totally believe that. And Linda, it has been more than a pleasure to have had you with us. And thanks for sharing that gift with a listening audience. Again, folks, it is wealththroughstories.com. Linda, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We have been speaking with Linda A. Olson, an international speaker and a sought-after story expert. She is the founder and CEO of Wealth Through Stories. And once again, for all the details, visit wealththroughstories.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com. /live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.